You might not make it to the Met this season, but you can come close. Last December, the Metropolitan Opera began telecasting to movie theaters a series of live Saturday matinee performances. More than 100 movie theaters in North America and the United Kingdom are participating. Tickets cost barely a tenth of full Met prices. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz attended a couple of these screenings and has this review.
To its credit, the Metropolitan Opera has a long history of advocating public access to its productions. The Saturday matinee radio broadcasts and the old Live from the Met series on PBS created vast new audiences for opera, even an audience willing to buy tickets. The Met has now started a new kind of community outreach: live telecasts at low prices in movie theaters equipped with high-definition technology. Telecasts that will eventually be rebroadcast on public television. I miss the abridged children's version of the controversial Julie Taymor production of Mozart's The Magic Flute, but I got to see two grown-up productions, a couple of the Met's hottest tickets. The first was Bellini's sublime and silly I Puritani, The Puritans, with the glamorous young Russian soprano Anna Netrebko as Elvira, the Puritan maiden who goes mad because she thinks she's being jilted on her wedding day. Netrebko was not as thoroughly equipped for Bellini's bel canto vocal demands as, say, Joan Sutherland, or Beverly Sills, whose raucously uninhibited comments during the intermission were among the high points of the telecast. In her great mad scene, Netrebko lifted the roses of her wedding bouquet above her head and let them drift down on her. But this business had no relation to the music. Then she carefully collapsed at the edge of the stage with her head dangling into the orchestra pit. The audience in the movie theater giggled. Still, Netrebko is very pretty, she moves like a dancer, and she has a beautiful voice. The other opera I saw was The First Emperor, the Met's latest commission, starring legendary tenor Plácido Domingo, with a score by Tan Dun, the Chinese composer who won an Oscar for his music to Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. But despite Chinese film director Zhang Yimou's highly theatrical staging, The First Emperor is a disappointment. Tan Dun's orchestra combines both Western and traditional Chinese instruments, including a large, many-stringed zither called a zheng, and what the composer calls sexy rubbing stones. But his music seems just a series of clichés, Eastern and Western. At the biggest climaxes, he borrows heavily from Puccini's Chinese opera, Turandot. I hope the Puccini estate is getting royalties for Tan Dun's choral hymn to China. Thank you. After 600 Met performances, Plácido Domingo finally got to play a role written for him. He gives a towering performance as the ruthless emperor who built the Great Wall and will stop at nothing to create a national anthem that will survive his reign. Too much of the plot, though, is taken up with the emperor's refusal to let his daughter marry the man she loves. Corny plots are not unknown in opera, but here the music doesn't transcend the story. I had to drive 25 miles to get to the nearest Cineplex equipped for these screenings. The small theater was packed. The camera work was better than on old Met telecasts, but is still not very sophisticated. Did we really want a close-up of Plácido Domingo carefully plunging his sword behind the body of the character he was executing? The theater's sound system was clear, but the singers seemed louder than the orchestra, and you could hear the prompter nearly as well. I liked even less the sound and smell of popcorn around me. Still, it was touching to be surrounded by other people chuckling over silly bits of staging, or applauding the singers as if they were actually present. These screenings are far from hearing great voices in a real opera house, but the kind of shared experience they offer, what the composers themselves intended, doesn't happen in the comfort and privacy of your own home.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston. The next live Met telecast is scheduled for February 24th.